Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Praise the Lord and God bless you today. You have tuned in to Let Go and Let God For Real with the Drill Sergeant of Life here at Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. This is Beatrice Bruno and I'm the Drill Sergeant of Life, and I am so glad you joined me today. And before we go any further, let's pray. Father God, we just thank you today. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Lord God, thank you for your compassion on our lives that is renewed for us on a daily basis. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, for always being with us and never leaving us nor forsaking us. Lord God, we thank you that you are very present help in time of trouble. And Lord God, we just give you all praise, honor, and glory today, for you are worthy to receive all honor, all glory, all power, and all praise. For you are wonderful Counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. You are he who was and is to come. And Father, we're just excited about you today. We're excited. We're walking in expectation. We're walking in hope, Lord God, because we know what you are capable of doing. You are able to do exceeding abundantly above all we could ask or think, according to your power that works inside each and every one of us. And Lord, we are so honored that you would even allow us to be on a radio broadcast today. Hallelujah. And Lord, we just give you praise, honor, and glory. And Father God, I lift up each and every person that's listening to the sound of my voice today, Lord God. And Lord, that you will just bless them. Lord, bless them with revelation. Bless them with insight. Bless them with healing, oh Lord God. Bless them with them hearing something, Lord God, that will help them to go to the next level, the next station in their lives, oh Lord God. And Lord, we just give you the praise, honor, and glory. Thank you, Lord God, for Christ the King World Radio, Lord God. Thank you for ctkradio.org, oh Lord God. Thank you for making this possible, Lord God, to get your message all around the world. And we give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. And so, again, I welcome you to my show today. Thank you so much for joining us. And before I go further, because I've got a very special guest in the house today, she just gonna bless your boots off today. If you are a writer, you really want to listen to today's broadcast, because this sister got it going on. She just special. She's written a book. She's releasing her first book. But before we go there, and I already got excited about it. Let's go over the big three, the Drill Sergeant of Life big three for letting go and letting God for real from last time. Number one, give of your time, your talent, and your treasure. As the word of God says, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will people give into your bosom. Number two, forgive. Okay, and you can use the same principle. Forgive and it shall be forgiven unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will men forgive you. Why is that so hard to do? Why do you find it so hard to do? I know I'm that way too. Okay, sometimes it just really hurts my heart just to forgive, just to let go and let God for real. But I'm finding more and more that as I give and as I forgive, God is able to give me even more. And that's number three, give some more. What is it? What is your time, talent, and treasure? What is the thing that God has given to you to do in this lifetime that you haven't been giving it in the way you're supposed to? And so I want you to think about those things. Give, forgive, and give some more. As we go about life's journey, as we go further into the Christmas season this year, give. Give, because somebody is waiting for you to help them. Not a handout, but a hand up. Give of your time. Give of your talent. Give of your treasure. Give of your heart. Give of your mind. What are those things that you can help somebody with so that they can get to that next level? So, like I said, I'm excited today. I have a very special young lady in the house today. She is a writer. The title of her book is Just talk to me. That speaks volumes right there. Just talk to me. Who is it in your life that just, they want you to talk to them, but you won't? And why? They've got some preconceived notions in their heads. She mad at me. She won't even talk to me because she don't even like me. Just talk to me. And this book, let me read you her bio. A new and upcoming author, Era Kwai, did I say that right?
Yes.
Is here to tell it like it is. A single mother of two handsome young men, Jeremiah Taylor and Matthias McGee. Era Kwai's message is that without quality communication, relationships, regardless if you are married, single, dating, or just friends, will struggle and many times fail. Through her writing, she hopes to bring about healing, understanding, and the importance of how we should and need to effectively, listen to that word, effectively communicate with one another. I want to introduce you today to Miss Erica Quinn. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
We are so glad to have you here. And I'm looking at your book, and I wish you could see the inside picture, her photo in the book. She's got attitude. Ooh-wee. You can tell she just got attitude. She got her hands, as my husband would say, on her imagination. But this is no imagination, okay, because this sister got it going on. Tell us about your book today, an Era Kwai novella series. So that means that this is it's going to be more than just talk to me.
Yes, it is.
Tell us about that.
This has been a true journey and a true, true experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a 6-year long journey.
Oh, Lord.
To get this first book out. And it's funny because I've been writing since I was a little girl. English was my favorite class. I loved to write poetry. I loved to write just all the time. I used to write essays or just go in my room and just shut the door and just write about my day, journaling. So I've always loved to write. And so it's ironic that it took me 6 years to sit down and write this book. But the problem with that was the first 3 years, I didn't let go and let God.
Oh, let go and let God. You didn't let go and let God. Okay, tell us about that.
God had told me I was supposed to write. Okay. And he had already told me what the underlying theme was to be, the whole thing about communication and how that works in a relationship, you know, whether it's parent to child, mm-hmm. or sister to brother, mm-hmm. or boss to coworker, okay. or however, every relationship, there's got to be communication. Right. And I flat out for 3 years told him no, I wasn't writing. For 3 years, I just was stubborn and I said, no, I'm not going to do this.
How'd that work for
and
you?
And obviously, it looks like he ended up winning.
Okay.
So it just prolonged him winning.
That's right.
Winning it anyway.
That's right.
And it was, how do I say? It was, I think we all go through that when, mm-hmm. when God tells us to do something. Even if it's something we're comfortable doing, mm-hmm. but he wants to put it on a grander scale, I think we all go through that. Well, nobody's going to want to hear what I want to say, or I'm not even married. Who's going to listen to me talk about communication and relationship? Or people have watched me go through some horrible things in relationships. Why would they want to listen to me now?
Right.
And we all go through those kind of things. And so for those 3 years, that was my battle. Nobody's going to hear what I got to say. I can't do this. I'm not worthy. I'm not
Lord.
Gifted.
Here we go.
You know,
mm-hmm.
how we do.
Oh, yeah.
And so instead of embracing what God had put in me, I was trying to downplay what God had put into me.
Mm-hmm.
And, but it wouldn't go away. It would not go away. I have a, best friend, and he would not go away. It was like God sent him to be the thorn in my side,
okay.
or to be the limp in my walk.
Okay.
Like he was the angel I wrestled with and got hit in the side. It was every time I did like this, there he was in my face. So what chapter are you on? So did you write today? When's the last time you picked up a pen? I mean, the whole 6 years, he was just in my face. And finally, after that first 3 years, I finally said, okay, yes. The amazing thing was when I said yes, mm-hmm. I shut myself in the room mm-hmm. and I wrote for 5 straight hours.
See.
Didn't even know I had been in the room writing that long.
See.
It just poured out of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to step back and go, you know, you could have done this a long, long time ago.
And, you know, you got to wonder how humorous that is to God. Because he probably looked at you just like he looked at me. I was telling Erica earlier that it took me about 9 or 10 years to write my first book. And it was just such a struggle because I didn't believe. I didn't believe that God could use me as a writer, you know, even though, like you, I had written from childhood. When my first typewriter, when I was 9 years old, the only thing I wanted for Christmas was a typewriter. And my grandparents got me this little blue Selectric typewriter, and I would pull the blanket up over my head, turn the flashlight on after everybody's gone to bed, and sit up there and hunt and peck on that doggone typewriter. Because I love it. By the time I was a senior in high school, my typing speed was, I think it was 120 words per minute.
Wow.
And I mean, I could flow on that thing. But when he said, I want you to write this book, huh? That's not in me. I'm not writing a book. And so I understand where you're coming from. But now, how do you feel now that you've seen the book? When you first saw the first book out of the box, what did you think?
I lost my mind. I was screaming, jumping up and down. I actually, it was so cool the way that it was presented to me. We were at my mother, Pastor Yvonne McCoy's His Healing Hands Ministry Women's Retreat at the beginning of November. Mm-hmm. And that evening, she was doing, you know, housekeeping, giving announcements and stuff. And the next thing I know, she was like, Erica, I think you should come up here and open this. It might be your book.
Amen.
Well, my publisher, Sinise Dixon, happened to be at the retreat, and mm-hmm. she had had the book sent to her. I was frantically mm-hmm. watching the mail, waiting for it to come. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it's not here, it's not here, not here. And so they presented it to me at the retreat, and I think I screamed at the top of my lungs mm-hmm. and just lost my mind. And Amen. Then that night when I went in the room, I cried. A lot of people Amen. Don't know this, but I did. And it wasn't tears of sadness. It was like, wow, God, mm-hmm. you did use me like you said you would.
Amen.
So it's that kind of feeling.
Praise the Lord. You're tuned in to Let Go and Let God For Real with the Drill Sergeant of Life here at Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. We're here in the studio today with Erica Quinn, the author of the soon-to-be bestseller, Just Talk to Me, an Erica Quai novella series. When we come back, we're going to hear more from Erica, and we're just going to, you know, something. I'm going to read to you from the book because you've got to get this book. You've got to get it. So we'll be right back. You just stay where you are. Love you.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
A Day of Jala Ministries, changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adayajala.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Praise the Lord and God bless you. Welcome back to Let Go and Let God For Real with the Drill Sergeant of Life here at Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. You know what, folks? I'll just be perfectly honest with you. Let me just go ahead and put it out there before you. Today, okay, is probably one of the most exciting days for me because this, I have Erica Quinn in the studio today, the author of Just Talk to Me. She, phenomenal young woman, phenomenal book about communication. You know, you don't communicate well, don't you? You got to get this book. You've got to get this book because you need to know how to communicate with your mama, with your daddy, with your child, with your husband, with your wife. You need to learn how to communicate with God. Okay, let's just go ahead and put it on out there. You got to learn how to communicate. And the reason I say that, Erica, you know, as I was driving this morning, God gave me a little breakthrough. And the breakthrough was there's a person in my life that's kind of halfway out of my life right now. But our relationship, our friendship kind of broke up. And it was because I didn't know how to communicate. And when God showed me that this morning, girl, that thing hurt my heart so bad. I was like, really, God? And I just start, I'm driving down 225 and I'm crying because I'm like, wow, God. And he said to me, he said, you've been so hurt from childhood that you've never learned how to say what's going on with you. You've never learned how to communicate what's going on with you. And I didn't realize it until that point. I'm 55 years old. I've been in the army. I was a soldier. I'm a pastor. Mm-hmm. Okay. A preacher and a writer. I'm a professional speaker. Talk to people all the time. Communicate all the time. But I didn't know how to communicate and how it was holding me back from getting to it. Can you talk to that a little bit?
It's funny that you asked me that because I had a friend of mine call me last night, and she was struggling with kind of the same thing. She's in a relationship and she wasn't sure what she should do. Should she just throw in the towel and give up on the relationship? And so I began to ask her, have you all sat down and talked? Hmm. Or are you both assuming on each side that I think she wants this or I think he wants that? Have you stopped and talked about it?
Come on.
And she was like, well, we mentioned. I said, not mention, talk about it. Put it on the table. I was telling her, I think that we've been so ingrained as women mm-hmm. coming up mm-hmm. to stay silent.
Come on. Come on.
And the whole concept of you don't chase a man and all those kind of things that when we need to say something to them, mm-hmm. we're at a loss because mm-hmm. we've always been taught you just deal with that and you just, you know, you undergird him and whatever you feel, you know, that's just where that's at. And then, no, you don't step outside the line and ask a brother, do you like me? You don't do those kind of things. Mm-hmm. But then we find ourselves in either bad relationships because we don't say anything
right.
or because we don't say anything and we think it's going one way and mm-hmm. then we find out it was going another way and then we're hurt and devastated because we're not with that person and we've given all of this to this person because we don't know how to talk. And I think we have to restructure our thinking.
Okay.
I'm not going to go out there and chase a dude down.
Right, right.
But I don't think there's anything with if you've been kicking it mm-hmm. with somebody mm-hmm. to ask them, is this all we gonna do is kick it mm-hmm. or is this going somewhere?
Right, right.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that mm-hmm. because I need to know, because if it's not gonna go nowhere, I'm not gonna waste my time.
That's right.
Just
that's
like right. you don't wanna waste your time.
That's right.
So that's right. We need to find out, are we even on the same page, let alone the same paragraph on the same page? Or are you on page 95 and I'm still back here on page 3? So, you know, I think that it's important. It's a mind transform. It's a renewing of the mind.
Yeah, yeah,
it is truly a mind transformation thought process. And that's part of the excitement I got out of writing this book, because as I wrote it, I healed. Mm-hmm. As I started writing this book, those things became clearer to me. And I began to understand, no, it's not okay to ask where I'm at in a relationship. I mean, it is okay
for me to
ask where I'm at in a relationship.
Okay.
It is okay for me to set the standard. It is okay for me to say, this is what I want and this is what I don't want.
Yeah.
It is okay for me to say, you know what? I support you, but you need to support me too. Mm-hmm. In whatever that relationship is. Mm-hmm. You know, going back to being told to be silent, as kids.
Please go back to that.
As kids, how many times did your parents or your grandparents tell you kids are meant to be seen and not heard? Go in that other room and sit down.
Come on.
So then when you grow up, mm-hmm. you don't know how to deal with adults. Mm-hmm. You don't know how mm-hmm. to talk. No, we don't need to be in, kids don't need to be in every conversation. No. Every conversation is not for them. Mm-hmm. But to totally exclude them mm-hmm. and then expect them to know how to effectively communicate. Mm-hmm. I had to struggle with that with my own, my oldest son. We had a real difficult struggle with communication. And I think a lot of that was because I did the same thing to him okay. that was done to me so right. many times when I when he came to want to talk to me about some, you don't mm-hmm. know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You're 12 years old.
Yeah.
Get out of my
yeah.
face.
Yeah.
That type of thing yeah. versus let me see what he's saying and let's see how we can work through this. Now he's 21, he's in Job Corps, but now our communication, because of writing this book and my eyes being open, our communication level is totally different. Now when he calls and he's venting or whatever, mm-hmm. I don't shut him down. Mm-hmm. I let him mm-hmm. get it all out. And then I mm-hmm. say, okay, now that you said what you said, mm-hmm. are you willing to listen to what I'm going to say in response?
Okay.
And so we've learned how it's not perfect, mm-hmm. but it's so much better than what it was. So I think it really has to do with really going back, pulling yourself away and going, okay, how do I work on me?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And you know, as I was driving this morning, it came across my spirit that I had lost my voice. Okay. I had lost my voice in that when something happened, when somebody came and did something that I didn't like, I'd never say anything. And, you know, it was kind of cute to me that I would say, well, I just don't talk about myself. You know, I'd rather talk about you and, you know, your stuff that's going on. But I wouldn't talk about me. And God showed me this morning, Erica, that's wrong. Because, and the reason I'm sharing this is because I started reading this book. I can't think of the name of it because it's just fresh. But the liver and ailments from the liver have to do with anger. And as I read that this morning, okay, it just slammed into my spirit that a lot of stuff that's going on with my body is because emotionally I'm not healed. Okay. Yes, I'm being transparent. Y'all used to that. Y'all used to me being transparent. Okay. But this is something that's going to heal you, because my main thing is that you get healed, delivered, and set free so that you can go and pursue the things that God has called you to pursue. God has such a great life for you, a life ahead of you that you can't even imagine. 2015 is shaping up to be the best year ever in your life, but you got to let go and let God for real so that God can deal with that stuff, that stuff. That's all it is, stuff that's going around in your heart and in your mind, so that you can move forward, so that you can write the books that he has given you to write, so that you can sing the songs, so that you can build the businesses that God has given to you. But if you don't let go and let God, baby, it's not going to happen. But I found this morning, Erica, that I had lost my voice to a certain extent. Yes, I was a drill sergeant in the Army. Yes, I was a singer in the Army. I, you know, sang all over Europe and stuff. I was doing all these things. Yes, I've spoken many different places. But when it came to personal stuff, I had lost my voice, girl. What can you say about that?
I found my voice through writing this book, because I was the same way. I was one that somebody would say something or do something and I really wouldn't respond to it, even though it was eating me up on the inside.
Yes, that's it.
I was at home crying and
that's it.
I was at home going through the heartaches and the brokenness and all of that. Mm-hmm. But yet still, I wouldn't say anything. And it was on the, you know, there's a thin line between love and hate.
Come
there's
on.
A thin line between emotional abuse.
Yes.
And losing your voice.
Yes.
They kind of go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I found myself getting into relationships because even if it's a bad thing, sometimes bad things become a pattern. And you're so used to it, you become so numb to it, that you find yourself repetitiously in the same kind of cycle. So I found myself getting involved in relationships where I knew it was going to be that kind of outcome instead of what I really wanted, because I got comfortable.
Wow.
In that. I got comfortable in losing my voice.
Yeah.
I got comfortable in dealing with being emotionally abused. I got comfortable in those things. Yeah. And so that's where I sat. And probably why I fought those first 3 years, because I knew if I started writing, something was going to break.
Right.
And sometimes we're not ready for the breaking. And so we do what we can to hold off the breaking as long as we can, when we know, in fact, that the breaking is what we need. And so when I started writing this book, a lot of stuff began to break. I have so much more confidence. Mm-hmm. I have no fear of telling people what I think anymore.
Okay.
Not that I'm nasty or, you know, anything like that, but I just have no fear of saying, no, this is what I want. And this is what I need. And this is how you're going to treat me. Wow. You know, and things like that. I don't have that problem anymore. Mm-hmm. And I know it came through writing this book. That's why as I wrote and I began to go through the processes of getting this book published, I've prayed every day that someone who picks this up may come to their breaking point because they read this book.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you know, that's what's needed. And as I drove this morning and God started dealing with me about calling this one person, you know, I'm like, I won't call him. Why I got to call him? I won't call him. And God said, I need you to be healed so that you can move forward. And I know that God wants to do a work of reconciliation. And I'm fighting it tooth and nail, I think. You know, and it's not a conscious thing. It's the little Beatrice, you know, that's in the background saying, I don't want to do that because it's going to do something. I don't know what, but it's going to do something. Before we go to break, Erica, tell people how they can get in, connect with you. How can they get your books?
They can go directly to my website. It's www.arquibooks.us, and that's spelled ARIQUI books.us. They can go right there and they can purchase the book. It will soon be up on Amazon and some other places, but at this point, the main place to go and get the book is through the website.
Awesome. Now, you're getting ready to do some events surrounding this book, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, what's going on?
I have two book signings coming up this month.
Okay.
The first one is this Sunday, as a matter of fact.
Awesome.
From 2 to 5, mm-hmm. and it's going to be at the Fireside Books and Coffee, which is like 410 West Hampton Avenue in Inglewood.
Okay.
It's a really quaint bookstore that's set up like a library with a coffee shop in it.
Awesome.
And so that's where the first one's going to be. And then the second one is December the 13th, which is a Saturday, mm-hmm. From 1:30 to 4:30. And that's going to be at the Blair Caldwell African American Research Library.
Awesome. This is just a banner day. You're tuned in to Let Go and Let God For Real with the Drill Sergeant of Life here at Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. We'll be right back. Love you.
Christ the King Radio is the Internet Broadcast Outreach Ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org.
Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax-deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Beat the high costs of other international money transfer services. In the Denver metro area, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Praise the Lord and God bless you. Welcome back to Let Go and Let God For Real with the Drill Sergeant of Life here at Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. I am so excited to have Erica Quinn in the studio today on my show. This is a banner day. Let me read the back of her book cover to you. The title of her book is Just Talk to Me, and it's an Iroquois novella series, and she's going to explain to you what that means. But it says on the back cover, four couples take us on the beginning of their journey of emotional toil, self-discovery, and an educational lesson on the impact of communication. Myra and Maxwell desire the same in a companion. However, past relationships filled with near-death abuse and complications of unresolved attachments to an ex-lover chisel away at the foundation they are trying to build. Kiki is so damaged by the love of her life, Cameron, that she throws herself into a whirlwind of sexual destruction and greed until she meets Thomas, a gentle, kind, supportive, and loyal man. But the struggle to get to her heart is real and complex. Her clouded judgment and pain may be the catalyst that stops a budding friendship before it even starts. Angelina and Jonathan are on their third try at a failed relationship. The attraction between them was so strong, but the communication is severely lacking. This time, Angelina finds herself completely fed up with his, I can't say this word on the air, and you know I'm not going to, but with his stories and disappearing acts. Fill in the rest with your imagination. In a last-ditch effort, Jonathan decides to come clean, but will the truth destroy all hopes of a right relationship with her? Monique was so in love with Keith, it was love at first sight. That was until she got the tragic news and abruptly ended their relationship. Her silent killer and emotional unrest caused a rip in what seemed to be the perfect couple. When Keith receives the urgent call, he rushes to her side, but will Monique ever get the chance to tell him she's sorry? I tell you, folks, you have to get this book, because if you lack communication skills in any area of your life, this is going to talk to that on so many different levels. Now, Erica has called this an Iroquois novella series. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. Well, as I was writing the book, and once I finished writing it and went back and was researching, trying to figure out what genre it's supposed to fit into. Is it fiction? Is it nonfiction? Is it, you know, an autobiography? Is it a biography? Is it, where does this fit into? Mm-hmm. And really the way I found out was I happened to be talking to a friend of mine who is of the Hispanic culture. Mm-hmm. And she asked me, she said, have you ever watched the show Novella? And I said, no. She said, go home and watch that show. And then pick up your book again.
Okay.
So I went and I watched the show, mm-hmm. and it was like, oh my God, that's my book. Hmm. If you've ever seen Novella TV, it's a show that comes on. It's all these different things going on simultaneously at the same time. Mm-hmm. And it goes in, it weaves in and out, in and out, in and out, and then it just stops for no reason. There's no rhyme or reason of why the show just stops. And it never goes back to that show. It's not like, you know how you watch The Young and the Restless?
Yeah.
And you cannot watch The Young and the Restless for 10 years and go back and turn it on and be caught right up because it's the same thing over.
Yeah.
With the novella, it just, it does what it does and then it's over. So when I begin to read my book, I realized that's how God had me write this. So you'll find that there are no chapters in the book. It's just one continuous story with stories weaving in and out of each other, kind of like the movie Crash.
Okay.
If you've ever seen the movie Crash, it's kind of that kind of feel to the book. And so that's how it became the Arquai Novella series. And the reason it's series is because there are five more books to follow.
Okay.
This particular one, as a matter of fact, God already gave me the title for the second book, which is going to be entitled Left Uncovered.
All right. Ooh. Ooh, that sounds interesting right there. Left Uncovered. I can only imagine. Now, the communication thread that goes through all the books.
Yes.
Ooh, wee. And you say Left Uncovered. Ooh, that's going to be, that's going to be interesting. I can feel it coming on.
Yeah.
That's all right. I like that. I like that. Now, how did you come up with these characters?
A lot of what I came up with, one thing that, and this is probably why also I struggled to write the book, is because when you are a first-time author, when you first get out there and write, you really write out of your own experience. That's how you start.
That's right.
And so did I really want to be that open with stuff that went on in my own life? So a lot of the characters are me with embellishments.
Okay.
Not everything really happened to me, but there's specific things that each female character deals with that I actually dealt with myself and how I worked through that or what happened because of that. Then there's some of the character building is because of conversations I had with friends or different people like that, or things that I watched other people go through and I gleaned from what they were dealing with and how they went through it, or whether they went through it well or whether they didn't, you know, whatever the case may be, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So even on the male character sides, they reflect people that I know or people that I've seen go through relationships or things like that. But then there's, like I said, there's the embellishment in the story as well. So everything is not, not true, per se, but then there are bits and pieces that, that are true. And I think those true pieces, I think people will, as they read it, they'll pick up on what's real and what's not, because I think those real things are going to hit people right where they are.
Yeah, that's good.
So
that's good. Well, how do you feel? How do you feel now that it's here?
I'm so excited. I'm like, I'm ready to like bust out the next one.
All right,
I'm just, I am really, really excited about what's happening and just all the different, you know, things. It's going to be soon. It'll be an ebook format.
Okay.
On the 20th, I'm going into Zimtech Studios to record the audio version of the book. And God is just opening door after door after door after door after door after, like, I've not asked for any of the extra stuff that's come along with it. It's been presented, like, literally people come to me and say, hey, want to do this? Hey, you want to do that? And it's kind of like, wow, why did I fight you for three long years?
Yeah,
I guess one for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Ghost, as my mom would say.
Yeah, God asked the same question. He's like, why you got to mess with me? Why you got to just sit there and not do anything? And we just keep doing us. That's what we do. I'm going to read from the page one of the book. I want to read a little bit of it to our audience. As the alarm blares and the blinds open, allowing subtle rays of light to shine through, Maxwell swings his long, dark chocolate legs to the side of the bed. With his head resting in his hands, man, another day. God, let this be a day with no nonsense. Standing and stretching his thick, muscular, broad shoulders to get the kinks out, he walks to the bathroom and starts to shower. Across town, Myra is standing in the kitchen in her purple robe and sipping a freshly brewed cup of coffee. Opening the almost empty fridge, she says, "What do I feed these boys for breakfast? They had eggs and bacon yesterday, maybe pancakes and sausage." Just as she closes the refrigerator door, she is greeted by a warm hug around her legs. "Good morning, Mama." "Good morning, baby. Is your brother up?" "I think so. I go see." Watching her five-year-old run down the hall yelling at the top of his lungs, "Bobo!" A soft smile graces her warm mocha face. Out of the shower and dressed in his light gray pinstripe suit, light blue shirt, and navy paisley tie, Maxwell walks into the kitchen, pours a tall, cold glass of orange juice, and answers his iPhone. "Hello. Hey, Keith. Yeah, I'll be there in about 10 minutes. Peace." Maxwell downs his orange juice, then grabs his briefcase, jacket, and keys. As he locks his door, Kiki from down the hall says, "Good morning," while waiting for the elevator. "Hey, Kiki, how are you?" "I'm good, Max. How was your evening?" "It was fine. Nothing special," he says as the elevator door opens to the lobby. "I'll talk to you later, Kiki." Watching him stride out the front door, she thinks, "Ooh-wee, I want that man." "All right, boys, let's go. You're going to be late for school. Chop, chop." "Okay, Mama, here we come." Getting in the car, Myra reminds them to put on their seatbelts. Pulling out of the complex, Myra watches the cars go by, daydreaming of the day she will have her dream car. "Mama, snap out of it. You can go." Merging in the traffic, she says, "Are you ready for your finals today, Emmanuel?" "I'm ready. I am so glad summer vacation and graduation are almost here." "Me too," says Nathan. Pulling up to Keith's house, Maxwell blows the horn. Rolling down his window, he honks again. Finally, Keith emerges, 6 feet 4 inches tall, sun-kissed brown skin, dark brown eyes, and LL Cool J lips. As he gets in the car, Maxwell says, "So, Keith, what's up with your car?" "It should be out of the shop on Friday." "Man, Max, I can't believe it. $1,800 worth of damage. I told you to watch out for her, man." "I know, Max, but I didn't even do anything. I'm still trying to figure out why this happened." And I'm going to leave it right there. I'm going to let you buy the book and read the book for yourself. Because as you can see, Erica is very graphic. She's very descriptive in what she's writing. And she's just, I'm telling you, folks, you got to get the book. Just Talk to Me, an Iroquois novella series by Erica Quinn. She is phenomenal. She's just now walking into the greatness that God has for her as a writer. And this is only the beginning. We are so proud of her. Tell us again about your book signings here in the Denver area.
The first one is this Sunday, December the 7th, and it's going to be from 2 to 5 at the Fireside Books and Coffee, 410 West Hampton Avenue in Inglewood. It's a very, very, again, very quaint, quiet place. It's looks like a library.
Okay.
Like, you know, you go into somebody's home, mm-hmm. and they've got the big library.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it looks kind of like a library with a coffee shop inside of the library. That's what it looks like.
Okay.
And then the second one is going to be December 13th, which is a Saturday, mm-hmm. the following weekend. And it's going to be from 1:30 to 4:30. And that's going to be at the Blair Caldwell African-American Research Library on Welton.
Awesome. Awesome. And how can folks get in touch with you about your books?
They can, again, go to the website, which is www.ariquibooks.us. That's ariquibooks.us. On there, you can click on the link. It will take you right to be able to order the book if mm-hmm. that's what you want to do. It's also a contact me where you can go to the contact page and send an email through the website directly to me. And just so you know, all books that are ordered through the website mm-hmm. are personally autographed by me as well.
Awesome. That's great. Now, and I think that you might have thought about this, but have you thought about making this like a book study type book? Whereas book clubs
You know, I haven't thought about that, but see, now there's something else to think about.
Amen. You're tuned in to Let Go and Let God for Real with the Drill Sergeant of Life here at Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. We're having a good time with Erica Quinn today and her book, Just Talk to Me, her first book. But I tell you what, it's not going to be the last. There's five in the series. And then after that, who knows what God is going to do with her? What is God going to do with you? What is your purpose? What are you passionate about? When we come back, we're going to wrap it up for today, but I want you to think about it. Think about the things that God has placed inside of you that He wants to see you do, because God has some great things in store for you, but you got to let go and let God for real. We'll be right back. Love you.
TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Do you need reliable international long distance that starts at only 1 cent per minute? Then call us at World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, call us at 720-275-1355.
A Day of Jala Ministries. Changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adeajala.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Praise the Lord and God bless you. Welcome back to Let Go and Let God for Real with the Drill Sergeant of Life here at Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. We're in the studio today. I tell you folks, this is a kindred spirit. We're both writers. She don't know it yet, but she's going to get out there and start speaking too. She just, I'm just saying, don't even look at me crazy. Okay, hallelujah. Just go ahead and say, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You know, Erica, at some point in our lives, we have to be big enough to just look up and just say, yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know that His vision of us is way different than our vision of ourselves. And so we have to get to that place where we just say, okay, yeah, okay, Lord. Got, yes, yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. And just keep on moving.
Mm-hmm.
Because if not, we're going to be sitting for 6 years. Nine years.
Right.
Waiting to write this book. And God is like, okay, well, whenever you're ready. Now, I'm looking at the back of your book and you have some serious titles in here. And in the back of the book, it says, be on the lookout for more Iroquois books. Title number one, Speak to the King in Me. Title number two, Hear the Queen in Me. Just Talk to Me. Number three, Just Talk to Me, ebook and audio. Number four, Left Uncovered, an Iroquois novella series, volume two. So you're not going to be just sitting on your laurels from this book.
Not after 6 years. I'm good on that.
What you're saying then is that God doesn't have to knock you upside the head anymore about these books. Okay.
Once was enough. You know how sometimes you got a beating for something? And that one beating was enough. You never did that thing again. We're not going through this anymore.
All right. Now, what does your mother, Pastor McCoy, say about this?
She is so proud of me. She is so excited for me.
Amen.
And she's just glad that I finally did what God told me to do.
Okay.
And she believes that there's such greatness on the horizon for me because of my obedience.
Amen. There's that word. Now, you know, people don't really want to hear that word.
No, nobody wants to hear that word.
No, and we're talking about the old word. And I ain't talking about that. Okay, so get your mind out the gutter. I'm talking about obedience. Okay, remember with King Saul, okay, the prophet Samuel said to him, to obey is better than sacrifice. Okay, sometimes we have to get to that point where we have to really just be obedient to God. Because if not, we're not going to make it.
Right. Because I've sacrificed 6 years that I didn't have to sacrifice
6 years
if I just had been obedient in the first place. Because now things are just, I mean, the ball is just rolling. I feel like right now I'm that snowball on the top of the hill, and I've gotten pushed and momentum is starting and I'm just growing and growing and growing and growing. And who knows how big the snowball is going to be when God is done.
That's right.
But I had to be obedient enough to let him push me off the hill.
Amen. And you know, and that's not to say that it's easy.
No.
Because none of the stuff that we're doing right now is easy, but it's fulfilling because we know that this is what God has called us for. Wow. You know, I'm very proud of you. I've only known Erica for 6 months, maybe, I think less than a year. But this young woman is, she's at the cutting edge. She's at the cutting edge of all that God has for her. And you can just see it on her. You can see God's glory on her. And we're all so proud of her for writing this book, because anytime a person steps out of their comfort zone, and that's what it is, a comfort zone, because we get real comfortable in not doing what we know we're supposed to be doing, because we've gotten, it's just like that old bathrobe that has holes in it, and we keep putting it on, even though we know our booty is showing. Okay. But we keep putting on that same old bathrobe,
right,
walk around the house thinking we covered, and we're not. Okay. But when we finally get that new bathrobe, we have to break it in. Now you have to break in this writing thing, and you're doing it. And we are so proud of you. What would you tell a beginning writer or somebody that's been struggling for 6 years, for 9 years, 10 years in writing that book, and you know it's in them? You know that it's just a matter of time before they just explode. What would you tell that person?
If I could steal the phrase from Nike, just do it. That's all I can tell you is just do it. Don't. One of the things that I learned through this process is just pick up the pen and the paper or your computer or your phone or whatever you're using to write on and just start writing. Don't worry if it makes sense. Don't worry if it's all over the place. Just get it out of your head and your heart and on to the paper. And then you go back and you start to dissect it. But get it all out of you, because once you get it out of you and you start to go back and dissect it, that's where the enjoyment comes
in. Right.
The hard part is getting it out.
Yeah.
So I just tell people, just, you know, and let the people around you get a support around you. Like the one of the things that I loved through this process was with my boys is if I came home and I said, you know, after I did dinner and homework and all that stuff, and all I'd have to do is tell my boys, all right, mom is feeling like she needs to write. And they would leave me alone. I'd go in my room, shut the door. They'd stay out there doing, you know, the oldest would watch the little one and they'd go outside and play or whatever. And I might write for 2 or 3 hours, just nonstop. And then I'd come out and go on about our business. It's a process.
Yes.
It took 3 years to write it because you have life. You have all those things that happen. You do get writer's block and you got to learn how to work through that and, and different things like that. But I tell people to begin just right. I don't care if it's making sense. I don't care if it's 14, 15 different ideas that you're writing. Just write it down. And then after you write it down, put it away for a little bit. Come back to it like a month later or so. Pick it back up because now your mind is open, fresh, new, and then start going through and you'll find out. I mean, out of this, writing this book is how I came up with Speak to the King in Me, is how I came up with Hear the Queen in Me, is how I came up with Left Uncovered. Was because is how I came up with knowing that this was going to be a series and not just one book. Because there was so much, there was pages and pages upon pages of stuff. And God just helped me through the Holy Spirit know what I needed to pull for this and what I need to do for the next thing and the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. And so just write.
Just write.
Even if you right now listening to this show and you're sitting at a coffee shop at Starbucks,
come on,
and there's a napkin and a pen and something's hitting you, write it down. Keep a journal by your bed. I used to wake up like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. because I would see a scene from the book. So I would get up and I write it down, close it, and go back to sleep. So I wouldn't lose what I just saw.
That's good.
You know, so always keep some. If you're a writer, keep a notebook. Keep something handy. So when something pops into your mind, you can write it down. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's going in the book that you're writing right now.
That's right.
But maybe that's the beginning of something else that you're supposed to be writing about.
That's right. And you know, in the age of technology, all of our smartphones are really kind of smart, because you can make a voice recording. If you're driving down the highway or something, you can make a voice recording of a whole chapter. Just speak it out, you know, and then go home and you can download it from your phone to your computer. There is Dragon Speaking, I think it is. You can use that program and it will transcribe it for you, you know. And so there are so many, there's a plethora of things that we can do as writers to go ahead and get this stuff done. Just like you say, just do it. Just do it. Because at the end of the day, okay, our main concern is that God will say to us, well done, good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord. Instead of hearing God say to us, depart from me, I never knew you. Why didn't he know you? Because you didn't do what God said for you to do. And we've got to, there are so many, and like you, I have file folders with book titles. Okay. I've got like, okay, I'm gonna go ahead and be really revealing, really transparent. I've got a list of, at the last time I counted, 75 book titles. And of those 75, I've published five, worked on about seven of them. Okay, so that's 75. Yes, I know. I know. You don't even have to give me that look. that look, because, see, I know God be looking at me like that, so you don't even have to give me that look. As a matter of fact, you can turn around and face the wall or something, you know, because I don't even want to see the look. Okay, Clarence, stop peeping at me around the computer screen and stuff, because I don't even. Yes, 75.
Wow.
And see, God has shown me, he's given me visions of a library, like you were talking about it at Fireside Books, in my house. Okay. I don't know where this house is, but I have a library, and on one wall, it's covered with nothing but spines that I can see Beatrice Bruno of the books that I've written. See? And so we're prolific. We really are. But are we obedient and doing the things that God has called us to do? See? Because once we can be obedient, God's just going to push this stuff through us. The I've written a new series of books, and it's called the Get Over Yourself series. The first one is How to Get Over Yourself, Get Out of Your Own Way, and Get What You Want Out of Life. Beatrice Bruno, the Drill Sergeant of Life. I wrote that book in 45 days. It came out. Bam. The second book in that series, How to Get Over Yourself and Let Go of the Past, I wrote it in 30 days, and it's better than the first one. Okay. So, and the reason I'm sharing that is to let some folks know, I don't know who you are out there listening to this broadcast today. You've got some books that God wants to, as soon as you get the first one published, he's going to give you the second one, the third one, the fourth one, the fifth one. And before you know it, you will be one of those writers that has 25 titles in like no time flat. You know, I look at some of the some of my favorite writers are David Baldacci and James Patterson and oh my gosh, what's his name? Brad Thor. And James Patterson is a very prolific writer. He puts out like six titles a year. Okay. And his books are, they're good. They're suspense, intrigue. But the thing about it is, he doesn't write all those books. He writes them with other people, and they put his name on it, and you know, that gets more press and all that good stuff. Well, guess what? You've got a lot of books inside of you by Erica Quinn alone. I've got a lot of books inside of me by Beatrice Bruno alone. All we have to do is just, can we believe in ourselves? Can we believe God,
right,
that we can write these books? Wow. Erica, you know, it's been such a pleasure having you in the studio today, having you on my show. And I just really appreciate you. I appreciate what you're doing. And she young. Okay. She is a young woman. Okay. She's not old. I'm 55 years old. She's not that old yet. So she's got a long road ahead of her, but she's doing something. What are you doing? Hallelujah. You've been tuned in to Let Go and Let God For Real with the Drill Sergeant of Life here at Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. Erica, tell us one last time about your events that's coming up and how the folks can get in touch with you about your books.
Okay. To get in touch with me about the book, again, you can go to my website, which is www.ariquibooks.us. That's ARIQUI books.us. And on there, you can go to the contact page if you want to submit an email. You can also buy the book from the website. The events are also listed on there under the news and events page, but we're going to be at the Fireside Books and Coffee at 410 West Hampton Avenue this Sunday from 2 to 5. And then again, December the 13th, which is next Saturday, at the Blair Caldwell African American Research Library on Welton from 1:30 to 4:30.
Amen. Amen. So folks, we have really enjoyed you today. I've enjoyed my special guest, Erica Quinn, today and her book, Just Talk to Me, an Iroquois novella series. Contact her today. Go to her website, get the book, because you're going to enjoy it, and it's going to inspire something in you, not just to communicate, but to write or to do whatever it is that God has called you to do. Don't forget, you got to let go and let God for real, baby, because if you don't, you will never reach the heights that God has for you. What a day. What a day. I've enjoyed it today. Had a real good time. Clarence is looking at me like I'm crazy for some reason. But see, I've got some over his head, and it's called a pot of greens and cornbread and potato salad. This is Let Go and Let God For Real with the Drill Sergeant of Life here at Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. I'm Beatrice Bruno, the Drill Sergeant of Life. I have enjoyed you today. God bless you and keep you until you hear my voice again. Love you.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.